Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Ed Wells, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Tuesday, July 23rd, and I'm reading from Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 16 in the NIV version. If you remember yesterday, Paul had just wrecked his ship. Starting in verse 1, "Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, 'This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, the goddess Justice has not allowed him to live.' But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. There was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and showed us generous hospitality for 3 days. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went in to see him and, after prayer, placed his hands on him and healed him. When this had happened, the rest of the sick on the island came and were cured. They honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies we needed. After 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods Castor and Pollux. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. From there, we set sail and arrived at Rhegium. The next day, the south wind came up, and on the following day, we reached Puteoli. There we found some brothers and sisters who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome. The brothers and sisters there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. At the sight of these people, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. In this passage, there's a lot going on. Just after the ship wrecks on a sandbar outside of Malta, and they have to swim ashore, something I'm sure they were scared to do. And they're greeted by the people of Malta, and there's a lot of unexpected kindness. And they're gathering firewood to start a fire to dry off. And Paul, he gets bitten by a snake. The natural reaction I'm sure that I would have is to shake off the snake, and that's exactly what Paul does. And the people are watching him, and they think he's going to die. And miraculously, Paul is fine. Later in the story, Paul goes to the chief's house and heals his father and then heals the sick people of the island. That's another miracle right there. And what turned out, what started out as a bad adventure, a shipwreck, turned into this miraculous thing where God worked through Paul to keep him safe and to heal the people of Malta. Sometimes we can be thankful for the bad experiences and the good experiences because you don't know what will happen in the moment. What started as a shipwreck, what I think would be a bad experience, turned into a good experience for Paul and all the people of Malta. And then Malta, the people of Malta, take care of Paul. They give him food and they give him a ship to continue his journey. So out of Paul's experiences, he has a lot to be thankful for. Today is Thankful Tuesday. And so today I challenge you to think of things that you are thankful for. It could be your friends, your family, where you live, maybe the opportunities you have. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for today, for the opportunity to read your word, to listen to your word, and to see what it has to say for us in our lives. Lord, I pray for the people that listen to this podcast, that they think and reflect on the things that they are thankful for. In your name we pray. Amen.